Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Lots going on, lots to get to. Having a lot of fun over in the chat room, too. You want to talk about it with a bunch of great people, stop by joepags.com. Click on watch now if you're not listening on the radio. If you're listening on the radio, we love getting the ratings on the radio as well. But there's another opportunity to go and see what we look like and also watch the interviews that we do. We've got Dr. Jesse Lopez at the bottom of this hour. We're going to talk about the new information that's coming out from very detailed studies about the COVID-19 shots. Also about myocarditis, the effects of that disease, that ailment on men generally, when you've got COVID versus when you are vaccinated. And it's exactly the opposite of what people have been telling you for about two years. Exactly the opposite. We'll have Dr. Jesse at the bottom of the hour. Make sure you stick around for that. Got a lot going on. You know, Carrie, I don't normally do this, and I'll take your advice on this as well, your opinion.
Okay.
I don't normally stay with the topic, but the phones have been melting down. Yeah. And I don't let that be the gauge about what I talk about much, because I could talk about abortion and phones will be melting down, but it's a boring topic after a while because you're not going to get anywhere. But so many people want to be heard on what they saw last night, the visual, the optics of what they saw last night from Biden. I may continue. What do you think?
I think you should. Yeah, I think you should. Let's hear what they thought about that last night. A lot of people have very distinct opinions about that.
Yes. And I don't care who you are. But if you've got social media at all, you've seen nothing but this all day. So what I want to do, Monica, let's open the phone lines again. So I'm going to open them up again, and we'll take more calls on exactly what you saw last night. Now, I'm going to reset it by playing a few pieces, he said, a video, and just sort of reset what Biden said last night. And then today, he's denying that he said it. I've also got I think, quintessential piece of video from Karine Jean-Pierre on a different topic today. But what she says, and when she says it, like Carrie, I just meant to say a few something, mm-hmm. and I said a pew something just now.
Yeah, we all do that.
But I corrected it because I heard myself.
Yeah.
And I knew that I made a mistake.
Yes.
But when Karine Jean-Pierre says something extremely stupid, she doesn't fix it. And I don't know what that is. Is that a service of she didn't know she said it?
I don't know.
Or she knows she said it, but I'm going to ignore it.
Right. Or the fact that maybe, okay, yeah, I did say that, but I'm not going to go back and draw more attention to it by correcting it, maybe.
But it doesn't even go, oops. I mean, there's nothing there. Huh. So I'll play that piece of video in a second. Stop by joepags.com. Click on watch now. You'll see that and hear it on a Friday. Give me some strings. Orange section. That is Chocolate Boy. Can't see her. The Skype is acting weird today. Protein bar. That was me. That's Polo, by the way. Monica's in for Sam. Come on now. Today's it, Bob.
Friday.
Uh-huh. Thank God it's
Friday. Thank God it is Friday. Friday.
Let's go. Thank God it's
Thank God it is Friday.
All right, let's go Free Speech Friday.
Free Speech Friday.
Freedom. Uh-huh. Say what? Bring it down. Take it up a notch. So stick with it. I mean, Biden talks a lot about freedom. Entire administration talked about democracy, freedom, a threat to the democracy, who's lying, who's telling the truth. But again, I want to reiterate something that I said last hour. If you weren't listening, why not? Show's 3 hours. What's your problem? But I want to reiterate something that I made mention of last hour, and that is the left doesn't believe in freedom and liberty unless you're agreeing with them. The right, as much as I have a problem with some of the things you say and some of the things you do to express yourself, I believe in your right to do it. And I've said it, I can't count them how many times I've said it. Like, I disagree with people who are male dressing like female. But if you're an adult and you're a free, liberated American, that's your right and you can do it. Now, if you tell me you have to say that you're a female when you're a male, well, then there's another conversation to have. But you can still say it. You just can't make me say what you want me to say. I believe in freedom. I believe in liberty. You know, the reason why there's free speech was not because everybody agreed with each other. There wasn't free speech because we all were of the same alignment politically or on any issue. In fact, you wouldn't need the First Amendment if we all agreed. The right to freely speak is in our Constitution, our founding document, because of speech we don't like. Because of what some people today call hate speech. If you want to say white people are inferior to others, that's offensive to me. But you have every right to say it. In this country, you have every right to say it. That's where we seem to lose our way when it comes to left versus right, because those of you who agree with the left are in alignment because you agree with the left. And as soon as they say something you don't like, you're going to say, hold on a second, I don't like that. They're going to say, shut up. You're either with us or you're not. And if you're not with us, we want to call you the liar, and we want to call you the dangerous person and a threat to democracy, because if you say it enough, well, it's a threat to democracy, so therefore free speech stops. Then you start, what's the next step? Well, you do what Cuba did, start locking them up. Iraq did the same thing. Venezuela does the same thing. North Korea does the same thing. China does the same thing. Lock them up. No, that's why it's the First Amendment, the very first one. You can't infringe upon these people's right, given by God, to freely speak. Joe Biden would like to do that. So I'm going to go back to the speech from last night. Those who didn't see it, he's standing with blood red lighting behind him, and it's very, very omnipresent. It's everywhere in the shot. The way they shot him, it was from down to up, makes him look like he's 8 feet tall, and he's got two Marines behind him for some reason. Those are the optics. And then he goes after those that he considers his political opponents.
And now, America must choose to move forward or to move backwards. To build a future or obsess about the past, to be a nation of hope and unity and optimism, or a nation of fear, division, and of darkness.
Hope. Hope, unity, optimism. I mean, he's saying the right things, right? And then he says fear and despair, because he's about to talk about his political opponents.
MAGA Republicans have made their choice. They embrace anger. They thrive on chaos. They live not in the light of truth, but in the shadow of lies. But together, we can choose a different path.
Because they don't live in the truth, they live in the shadow of lies. But together, well, who's he talking to? Because there are 74 million MAGA Republicans. I mean, is he just excluding them from the conversation? But then he gets right down to the nitty-gritty. There's no playing around. You people like you and me, are a threat. Simply said, we're all a threat.
Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Now, I want to be very clear up front.
People are clapping for that crap.
Not every Republican, not even the majority of Republicans, are MAGA Republicans. Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology. I know, because I've been able to work with these mainstream Republicans. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans.
I mean, think about that. They're a threat to democracy, a threat to our way of life, a threat to our republic. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. By the way, the audio on him there was a little bit low. I can't turn it up anymore. That's the way it was recorded. I had it cranked. But that's what he had to say last night. And then I'm not going to play it because it's hard to hear him. It's an ambient sound. Biden is asked by Peter Doocy from Fox if he considers all Trump supporters a threat to democracy or a threat to the country. He says, no, not all of them. Just the ones that use political violence. Not something that he said last night. Last night he said all of them, all the MAGA Republicans. Karine Jean-Pierre, I'm not going to play it again, but she was asked about the Marines behind him. Well, they stand for democracy. They stand for freedom. That and because the president loves him, this is why. But she's reading it. It's something written for her. Say these words when you're asked about the Marines. You will be asked about the Marines. And it's shameful. It's truly shameful. By the way, the audio and video of the day will be Karine Jean-Pierre on a different topic. We'll play that after we come back from a break. But again, a lot of people wanted to be heard on this. That's why I reestablished it. I don't normally do this, but I'm doing that because a lot of people want to be heard on this. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Go there. Click on Watch Now to see that video of Karine Jean-Pierre, or just scroll down to the bottom, send me an email. I will read some of those emails as well. Keep it here.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. A lot of people on the phone lines. A lot of you are joining us to hear what Karine Jean-Pierre had to say. A lot of you who are in the chat room now, who are on the video stream, just go to joepags.com, click on Watch Now, and you can see what she has to say. I mean, I don't know. I catch myself when I make a mistake. Carrie rarely makes a mistake. Catches herself when she does. I mean, as human beings, you can kind of tell when you make a mistake. I guess you gloss over one here or there. I mean, we normally know, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Now, have you seen this video? You know what I'm talking about?
No, I haven't. I'm anxiously awaiting it.
We absolutely have to do, we have to play this because, again, I think you understand, you hear when you do it wrong.
Mm-hmm. You do most of the time, I think.
I know. Do. Well, absolutely. Now, you and I might not mention it, but then the other one will.
This is true, yes. You know I mean? Like to call attention to it, but you certainly will if I make a mistake.
But during the actual saying of it, you have stopped yourself and fixed it. I have stopped myself and fixed it.
Yeah.
But we at least, you know, like, we'll even stop for a second, even if we don't acknowledge it. We'll go like, okay, yeah, I know it did something there.
Yeah, yeah.
But she doesn't even do that. It's very strange to me. All right. Let me tell you in the meantime about a great sponsor. It's going to be, again, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier from Eden Pure. It's just great. We've got four of these in the house. They make the house smell like a thunderstorm just came through. Clean, fresh air. You're going to love this. It destroys viruses, odors, mold, and more. People all over the nation are buying these. They're raving about them. They really, really work. It takes care of musty, mildewy smells. They just vanish after a few seconds with this thunderstorm being on. They sold over 265,000 of them. You know it works. Any odor is going to disappear when you use the thunderstorm. I'm talking litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, much more. They just aren't a match. And best of all, you don't have to buy any filters. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for the entire home, 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers that can go for over $600. Put one anywhere you want, fresh, clean air right now. Again, go to the website, EdenPureDeals.com. Put in discount code PAGS3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code PAGS, the number 3, and shipping is absolutely free. Should I go ahead and give you that video now, Carrie?
Yes, please.
If I teased it enough, have I done that?
Yes, yes.
All right. This is Karine Jean-Pierre, and she's talking about job creation under Biden.
So, as you know, the good news is in August, the economy created 315,000 jobs, which is important. We have created nearly 10,000 million jobs since President Biden took office.
How many jobs?
10,000 million?
Pretty sure they've created 10,000 million.
I don't know what that number is.
Well, 1,000 million is a billion. So 10,000 million would be 10 billion jobs. How many people in the country? I forget.
What is it, over 300 million?
Yeah, about 340. I think 330, 340, something like that. How many people on the planet?
I don't know.
7 billion.
Okay. And they're saying they created 10 billion jobs.
Yeah, they've created about a job and a half per person on the planet.
Pretty great.
That's some job creation. That's some job creation.
That is some creation. Yeah.
Let me give it to you again, because I'm pretty sure she said they've created 10,000 million jobs. Let's do it again.
So, as you know, the good news is in August, the economy created 315,000 jobs, which is important. We have created nearly 10,000 million jobs since President Biden took office, which is the fastest job growth in history. So you're asking me, where is the success? Here it is. Wait, let me finish. Wait, hold on.
It's really fast job growth.
It is the fastest job growth. Yeah, I would agree.
I can't argue with her. She's got a good point there. 10,000 million would be the fastest job growth we've ever seen. Do I do it one more time just because I can?
Oh, sure. Why not?
So, as you know, the good news is in August, the economy created 315,000 jobs, which is important. We have created nearly 10,000 million jobs since President Biden took office, which is the fastest job growth in history. So you're asking me, where's the success? Here it is. Wait, let me finish. Wait. Hold on.
That is successful.
Can you imagine, what would the chart look like? It'd be like jobs would be down here in a straight line, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's like to heaven.
Whoa, yeah.
I mean, that would go nuts. Okay. I mean, that is crazy. That is crazy.
Pretty awesome.
But she doesn't pause. I'm like, show me some hesitation that you realize there's no such thing as 10,000 million jobs.
Yeah.
Show me something, Kareem.
I don't know why she just glossed you know over what I mean? That. Yeah.
Let me go to the phone lines. A lot of people want to be heard, and I'm getting a ton of email on this, too. It's going to be Liam in Ohio. Liam, what's going on?
Hey, Joe. I love the show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that, you know, that 10,000 million can really sneak up on somebody, so you got to watch out for that.
Absolutely right.
I don't see what other, goal Joe Biden had in mind during that speech last night, besides drumming up political violence. And, you know, like you said, I think earlier in the show, you know, trying to egg on somebody, he wants something to happen, and possibly something might even be staged. You know, we never know. And then, you know, who knows what will happen, but, you know, they just want to turn the narrative around. They don't want people to even talk about inflation anymore. They're trying to cover it up. And I mean, it's just crazy what's going on, but I don't see any other goal, just even from like an objective standpoint. You know, you're calling out MAGA Republicans. Well, that's 75 million people that voted for Donald Trump. So, you know, I mean, that's the only thing I can see. And it's, you know, it's scary, and it makes you, you know, makes you wonder, you know.
We're all wondering what the goal is. And I think the goal, they certainly would not be mad at it if something were to happen and they could tie it to Trump somehow. But I think even more than that, they really think this is going to somehow get people to start to vote for them in November. They have no leg to stand on when it comes to their agenda. So they have to say, well, the other guy is really bad. Really, really bad guy. Ed, San Antonio, what's up?
Joe, thank you very much.
You bet.
Love your show. And
thank you.
It's better every year I listen to
Thank
it.
You.
And I'm glad you attended this segment, because I think this is a consequential statement or speech by Joe Biden. And I wanted to get your opinion to see if you agree with this. Possible as a motive. I know Leon was asking about the motive. I think, you know, back in Hitler's days, when he identified the Jews, that was the first group he went after. And he had to set that up over time. They were fully integrated into the German society and ran businesses. And I think Biden has identified conservative mega Republicans and white supremacists as the Jews, so to speak, in this country. And I think this is a primer to his call to arms, to take out a group of not Jews this time, but conservative Republicans, mega Republicans, white supremacists, who now this new government, this new regime, views as a threat to them. Not to mention they're the ones that take away free speech and control the media, but the I think the forces are being formed. We look at the FBI and the DOJ. We look at the 87,000 IRS agents, and they need to be armed and ready to use it. We look at defund the police. Now the federal government says just like many of us predicted, they were going to fund the police from a federal level and form their own Gestapo. And so I think this was a call out to the people that we are the, you know, just like the mothers are on the terrorist watch list for going to school board meetings, the mega Republicans, conservative Republicans, white supremacists are the new.
Just about out of time. Ed, I appreciate you, brother. I'm going to let you go. I'm about 10 seconds before the break. Here's the thing. I disagree with you. I don't think it's a call to arms. I think it was a threat to those of us who like Trump, those of us who disagree with the agenda that's there. I think it was a threat, but I don't think that anybody's being called to arms to do something about what he said last night. Keep it here. Coming back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.